decision or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation, or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to, or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property. A variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you very much. And we have a public hearing. We have one item tonight on Villa GIS. You give us a staff report.
Yes, sir. This is the staff report for Villa GIS, dated September 16, 2009, case number 09-10. This is the public hearing for Villa GIS Incorporated in the Swan Township, Section 21, Township 23, Range 20. The applicant, Ed Fisher, requests a variance from the Taney County Development Guidance Code, Section 5.3, for the construction of a commercial building. History is that the Planning Commission tabled this request the Planning Commission tabled this request at their August 17, 2009 meeting until a variance can be obtained regarding the 2-acre minimum requirement in the code. The general description of the subject property contains approximately 1.9 acres and is located at 7719 East State Highway 76. The adjoining properties to the request consist of commercial, residential, and agricultural. Review, the request will consist of a 100 by 100 foot structure to house approximately 50 additional employees to the existing business, with the daycare to be provided for employees only, and for about 5 to 10 children ages newborns to 4 years old. The Planning Commission also discussed expanding the entrance to the property, to 59 feet. The issue here is our code book states that 2 acres and 5.3 says, you know, that when a public sewer system is not available and you're going to be on anything other than that, 2 acres is the minimum required for commercial operation. This is an item where the has been grandfathered in. It has been allowed to exist, but they are expanding quite heavily. And so that's why he's before you, and that's what's in front of the Planning Commission at this time. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance, the following requirements will apply unless revised by the board. Number one, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following. Utility easements and building line setbacks, foliage screening or fencing for commercial areas that adjoin residential tracts, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Number two, compliance letters from fire, sewer, and water districts, health department, and MoDOT if applicable. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. This decision is subject to all existing easements. Number five, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development, and the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. Our planning board heard this request for basically what's been mentioned there, went through the public hearing and everything like that, and then went into the vote, and at the vote had instructed that there need to be a variance obtained or some property bought to bring this piece of property up to the current code to allow them to vote on it. They don't, of course, they don't have the right to override their own rules or anything like that. We're before you tonight to see if this variance can be granted, and if so, or if not, either way, they will appear tomorrow night, or next Monday night, before P&Z for them to vote as to the disposition of this particular request. What we have here is a piece of property that is 1.9 acres, and this is going to work. Come on. Okay. And if you'll notice on the side of each of this was back before planning and zoning was in effect, or you could have anywhere from 1 to 3 acres if you were on septic systems, and met all the requirements at that particular time, and they allowed this to continue to operate. And this particular building has been several different businesses. I think it was a music store at one time and some other things like that. And Villa GIS has been in this building and was allowed to operate with, in the same premise and everything like now, like before. To expand like they're wanting to expand, it takes them out of their grandfather's situation, requiring them to come up to 2 acres. The problem is that we cannot allow him to buy the 0.1 acre that he would need, I think it's even less than that, from either one of these properties beside him, because they also are less than 2 acres and are on septic systems, and we cannot move any property further away from conformance. So consequently, if he picks up 1/10 of an acre from either one of these, then these move further away, and we still need a variance. The only places that he could actually buy property would have to be from here or from here. I believe one of these is owned by Forsyth Welding, and the other one by the River Church, if I'm not mistaken. What's going to happen? Do we have the site plan, Dan? Do you have it? The site plan is this. This is the existing building, and then the big parking lot, and then this is where their new building would go, and all of this area comes back, and here becomes a septic system in their lateral fields. A pretty elaborate system that they're going to be putting in required for this area. What happens is back here, the property begins to run back uphill. So if he buys the 1/10 of an acre to have the two, or if he could do that, he's not going to be able to use it to expand his lateral field or anything, because it would be running back down into where he's at now. So the logical option is for him to ask for a variance to allow him to go ahead and build on this with that little bit less than 2 acres. So that's what he is here before you tonight. The planning board did not have a problem with the logic or anything like that. That would probably be the thing to do, but they do not have the right to override their. And it's your gentleman's, I guess, responsibility to decide if that's privilege or if it's prudent. So.
And is that the?
This would be the topo map.
The shaded area is the lateral field?
Yes, sir. I'm believing that would be the lateral field and actually where the septic system would go in. And what he'll do is also tie this existing building into that same, if I'm understanding correctly, into that same lateral field. But we can get a better understanding of that from the applicant.
This is a septic system, which is pretty elaborate. What we have up here.
Okay. Let's back up about 3 frames there. Did that say 1.69 acres?
His particular property is 1.9. Actually, it's like 1.91, if I'm not mistaken. Right here, it's kind of hard to see.
Yeah, it was on that other map there. Yeah, over there to the left.
No, that says 1.89.
Okay.
If that's the one you're looking at.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 1.89.
Okay.
Okay.
Does this present any problems with DNR? Or?
No, as a matter of fact, the system is engineered because, of course, in this county, it's hard to get a good lateral field drain and everything, which they do under the circumstances there are right now, but by adding the amount of people that would be on the property there, a regular septic system would not handle that. So this is a DNR approved engineered system to handle this volume on that piece of property.
Okay.
With that, I'll ask for those that would like to talk tonight to raise your hand. I swear you in.
If I need to say something, I will.
You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the help of God. Thank you. I see the applicant is Ed Fisher, but I don't see his name down here. So, Mike,
I'm not the applicant, but I'm the representative.
You're the representative?
Yeah, Mr. Fisher's traveling this week trying to keep business going. All right.
And how do you spell your last name?
G-I-E-S-E-Y.
All right. And you pronounce it?
Giese.
Giese, okay.
Yep.
You have the floor.
Okay. The frame that you saw where it said 1.89, that was a preliminary. This is the actual final drawing after it's been plotted and designed on the sewer on the septic system. We had to slide the building up to the side a little bit and then move it up just a touch in order to get all of that lateral in there.
There is a pointer up there.
I'm sorry. So that right there does become, that is in fact all lateral lines in that. It's a drip system that basically just drips out into the leach field. It's not a standard leach field.
That's a low pressure. Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought I saw a grinder bubble. That's what it says.
Yes. There's a currently right now there's a stormwater drainage ditch that kind of runs laterally through here. It doesn't come straight across. It comes up like that right there. So everything from basically the edge of that, what they're calling a pond on the top of, it's not so much a pond as it is just silt's been built up and we're going to have to clean it up. But everything from that section right there to that corner back there is an uphill side. So the reason I'm asking for the variance, like he was telling you, is the fact that it's on the uphill side and it doesn't do anything for me as far as the septic or the property or anything else other than the fact that it gives me the 2 acres. It would remain undeveloped, it remains uncleared, it remains, I mean, it really is non-used by us at all. The entrance up at the front, I'm in process right now. I've just about got MoDOT approval from MoDOT right now to increase the entrance to 59 feet up here. There's a check break in that ditch right there that was, I'm assuming, a walk path or something to a mailbox at one point in time in life. And we're going to just make that a bigger entrance right there in order to keep the ease on to 76 Highway, less congested, people getting on and off, because that driveway right now, it will adapt a vehicle on and off at the same time, but it just gets confusing. The parking lot has all been designed according to county specs. The septic system has been designed according to DNR and county specs. I am, in fact, going to tie the sewer system into this building, into the new septic system, so that there is only one septic system on the property.
Where's the old septic?
The old septic right now, if you go back to that picture where the buildings, where it shows the, right there, okay, yeah.
That one
right there, where the septic tank right now sits about right there. There's a group of trees that sits right there, and that septic system sits right there, and I'm assuming the leach field's out in here somewhere because it's a big grassy area underneath those power lines. We are, in fact, going to remove that tank, or we'll crush it and fill it. We'll have it pumped by S&S or somebody, and then we'll dispose of it accordingly.
Okay. Any questions at all? Anybody? Thank you. Mike?
You bet.
Bruce Carter or Canton?
Carter.
Carter.
I'm here on behalf of the property of 219 Lincoln Street. I have not submitted an application, so I might, in order not to waste your time, just get some schooling from you as to what I need to do. But what I'm proposing is to go ahead and put in a 15-foot by 10-foot approximate bathroom addition on the back of the house. But the way it sets right now, the property line looks like it's falling right through the inner 10-12 feet of the property.
Okay. Well, so I would suggest probably the best venue then would be to meet with Mr. Coxey at their office and go over those details.
Is this
him.
The property here you're talking about?
You got 219 Lincoln up there?
I don't know where that would be, sir. In reference to the property that we're dealing with tonight.
No.
You're talking about a totally different project.
Totally different.
Yeah,
issue.
And you're probably only going to hear this project.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to you about that. They don't entertain anything else other than what's on the agenda.
So thank you very much.
But you come to my office, and I'd be glad to do it. I thought it was tied to this, sir. I'm sorry.
When would be a good time?
Whenever we're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. So.
And your office is located?
We're in the old jail annex on David Street. When you come to the four-way stop here on 160,
uh-huh.
You turn like you're going in by the courthouse there. You come to another four-way stop going through that, and then we'll be down there on the left. And we'll be glad to help you with that.
Can I get your name?
My name's Eddie. Last name Coxie, C-O-X-I-E. I thought you were here to talk about this project.
No, actually, when I talked to the building department, they said to come down here and sign up and address the board, so that's all I'm doing.
Now, when you talk to a building department?
Yes.
You're not in the village of Kirbyville by any chance, are you?
No, it's okay. The city of Forsyth. The property's in Forsyth. It's up on the hill right above Shadow Rock.
Wrong board.
Park. Wrong board.
You have to go to the city of Forsyth. I can't
I'm
even have
room over here.
Sorry to waste your time, but we
well, when you
being
said
here.
Board of Adjustments a while ago, I thought. Yeah.
Perfect.
Take care, Bruce.
Any further questions or concerns that anybody would have? Hearing none, would there be a motion that one would like to make in regards to this applicant?
I would make a motion that we accept this variance.
Second.
For villages.
All right. Motion been made and seconded to approve the variance request of to allow the septic field to go in on the 1.9 acres instead of the 2 acres. Any further discussion? Hearing none, call for the vote. And Jack, how would you vote?
Yes.
Tom, how would you vote?
Yes.
Bob, how would you vote?
Yes.
And the chairman vote aye also, so you do have a unanimous decision there.
I didn't hear the second. Who seconded?
Tom.
You want
Tom?
G-I-D-E-O-N.
Thank you.
She's been on vacation now.
Call us tomorrow.
All right. Any old business to come before the board?
I have nothing. I believe you've got minutes to approve other
right.
than that.
Anything new on the agenda?
You do have
a rising, I should say.
You do have a case next month. If you'll, just a quick background on it. If you remember, out on the Iowa Colony, Bob Lake got approval to put, I believe, 8 duplex-type buildings in there under condominium form of ownership. Through a series of misfortune, Mr. Lake went into bankruptcy, I believe, and that was bought out by another developer who finished up the 2 units that were started, which was actually 4 units, 2 buildings, and then sold those off. For some reason, and you're probably more aware of this than I am, Mr. Clemenson, the people that have those now want to have them reclassified, and they're what they're calling a... They're calling it a zero lot line. I've got a different definition of a zero lot line. It'll be in your packet, like you review that when we send it out this coming month. But they want the duplexes, the common wall, to be termed a zero lot line so that they can split this property up among themselves and each have their lot for the purposes of refinancing or something. I'm not really sure. I don't know how they got it financed in the first place, and now they can't refinance. I don't know what the whole story is, but that's kind of what's going on there. The problem for us is we don't have any guidelines for anything like that in our code book. If you came to me and said, I want to build a duplex, I'd say, okay, you can either build it as a condominium style of ownership where you hold all the land in common, or you have to have 3 acres. We don't have anything to address a lot and a half. I believe that is on a public sewer system. So, you know, our lot size would be 8,000 square feet, but if it's a duplex, do we go 1,200, you know, or 12,000 square feet, or do we say, you know, 16,000 square feet, or what do? If it's 2 residences, also, you know, we get into the issue now. It doesn't have road frontage, and what happens with the other buildings that are approved to be built back there? You know, there's just a whole lot of things. We just don't have any way to address it. I don't know that I fully understand why. As a condominium style of ownership, it can't be done unless maybe their covenant's not in place or something. I don't know.
What is the... Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, are you saying that there's 2 separate lots?
No. There's 1 big piece of property that was approved for 8 buildings,
okay.
16 units. And these sit on that, and what they want to do is carve that up into lots. And then use a zero lot line
okay,
for fair. It.
All right,
and I just don't. And I don't want to influence your decision or anything
yeah,
like that.
I do.
Because a couple of years ago, I believe we did do that up here at Cornerstone Estates. for some reason. I don't know if most of you guys weren't here at that particular time, but those duplexes right up here, as you head back up 76, where Cornerstone Estates is right there, there was some kind of an issue, and they did grant that. You know, I don't think that's the correct definition of a zero lot line, and probably we need something to address duplexes. We just don't have it right now.
What does their deed and survey show on the title insurance? Surely they've got a legal description that they bought those under.
Yes, sir. And what's supposed to happen is all the land should be held in common, and it should be just like any other condominium. Like a trophy run, there's a couple places around here where we have freestanding homes that are sold as condominiums. You have duplexes, we have, you know, fourplexes, you have big, huge buildings with 16, 18 units in them. And condominium is a style of ownership where things are held in common. And that's how we've approved this project. And to try to make it mix, I don't know if we can. We ran into this a little bit with the Myers out at Whisper Cove. They were approved to build some duplexes, and they came back, but they couldn't get their street width that they needed, and frontage and everything, but they wanted to sell these duplexes as individuals, and they were going to try and get the right size of lots, but they couldn't put the streets in. And they said, well, we want to use this part of this for our streets, but we want to do this over here for this so we can sell them as individuals. And I said, well, you can't mix. You can do this. And they finally came to that understanding that, you know, they would need to do it differently. I don't know the perils that these people are running into as far as financing. Evidently, the first time they buy them, it's not an issue. But if they try to refinance it or something like that, there may be an issue, and I just don't know what it is.
How are they taxed? I mean,
they're taxed as residential.
No. Is it under one tax ID number, or is there individual ID numbers for each
unit? I believe
each
one of them is taxed separately.
So they have a separate legal description.
And then they would all pay part in it with their homeowners association fees, would pay the common area. And everything, but I can pull all that up. I'll pull all that information up for you, so you'll have it.
Well, they ought to provide it. They shouldn't. You shouldn't have to pull it up.
Well, then I'll call and tell them to make sure.
You got enough problems. Let them. So, that's their problem.
But that is coming up next month, and it is the request by the people who own it. It's not the request by Mr. Barth, who has bought that. So I will send you the picture of what I think a zero lot line means. And you don't have to agree with it, and we'll take whatever position that this board and our other board would say this is what we're going to consider. But something to be thinking about. You know, it probably will come up more and more often in an area of our code book that probably needs to be addressed, which may be as the new code book is coming down.
Can we have anything easy?
That's pretty easy. All you got to do is say yes or no. So. But that's the only thing I think that we have on the agenda.
Yes or no.
You probably will see four different representatives here and everything.
Okay, thank you. Having before you the minutes of the last meeting of August the 19th. Need a motion approved with the
move to approve as presented.
Move to approve. All right. Second?
Second.
Tom, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We have a unanimous decision.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Most move yeah, is
second.
Over.
The second is on his way out the door.
Very much. We've got to do a decision of record. You can still go before our board. We can let them know that they can approve it. The paperwork is fine. And then we make their decision if they choose to allow it to do that. Contingent on that rest of that being filed with them. Normally it takes us about a week to know exactly what you do.
That's fine.
This
is described as a marshal, and this is described as a marshal.
I think it costs $25 $25 right now. Is that what it is? For the decision record.
You really don't get paid. You don't have a party wall to build.
As I understand it, what he's saying, I got this big piece of property and they want to build them.
Just bring a check.
Yeah.
No, it's the existing.
And then that'll get this all settled. And what happens is that travels with that property.
Yeah.
Chunk of the property off.
Somebody else would come in.
Why can't they just replat it?
They would be allowed to do that on there.
It might be the easiest way.
I don't know.
That particular time, you know.
I mean, they could just replat it. Of course, then who owns my question is who actually owns the top?
Take that in, that information into our board on Monday night.
If he owns the whole.
If they're going to have problems with this.
You know where it is, they're going to be fine. It's just right off Iowa Column 165. Sterling Estates is on the right. This is the next property right across the street.
If they're going to bump that property line with a common wall,
it's better that, and I hate that you jumped all the hoops, but it's better that we have
a common wall.
Yeah, but then where in that conversation, because I went through
but
this
we appreciate
before
you being
with the common,
about
my parents kind of.
I mean, it's just a very, very minor
where
thing.
Where on that wall does ownership cease for that person and begin for that person?
Right in the center. Right in the center.
Well, maybe.
If it's a double wall system, it's real easy, right?
Between
them. But it's one of them staggered walls.
Oh, that's where that more or less comes in.
Yeah. More or less.
There it is. No, but he's coming to the mainland, right? Yes,
you do have the here.
Let's see, which one?
You may have one. Oh, one,
Bernie.
You got the okay. It wasn't like you wrote in Iowa, which is easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost in that 3 years.